Genesis 39. I will read from verse 1 to 9. The thing that we have been considering since the beginning of this month is God of increase. God of increase. I want us to see Genesis chapter 39. Now, Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites, who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph. Please, I want us to take note of that, please. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master. Verse 3. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hand. Take note of that. Even his master could identify the Lord with Joseph, because he saw that all that Joseph did was successful. Verse 4. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him, and he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge, and because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and after a time his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house, and he has put everything that he has in my charge." And verse 9, here we'll stop him. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's purpose for every true child of God is that we should prosper. He wants it to be well with us. That is the purpose of God for every one of us, either physically, spiritually, business-wise, career-wise, in all that you put your hands to do. The expectation of God is that you will prosper, that you will be successful. That is the plan of God for every one of us. God of increase. Now, from the case study where we read, we can see that in the life of Joseph, the Bible says, and God was with him. Any man that will do well, God must be with him. God was with Joseph to the extent that his master even noticed that God was with him. And because of that, he committed everything into his charge. And after a while, he now observed that, since this man came into my house, everything has turned around in the house, even in the field. And said he now left all to him, that he was not even concerned about anything except for the food that he himself will eat. Praise the Lord. I pray that we will get to that point that all around us will begin to experience God's glory even through us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because that is what that master enjoyed because of the presence of God in the life of Jacob and Joseph. God was with Joseph. For that reason, he was successful in all that he did. Praise the Lord. As a child of God, God wants us to be successful in all that we do. And I want to say this. Sometimes when you look into your life, and it's like things are not working the way it ought to be, and you have examined yourself, and you know you are in the right standing with God, then it's not a matter of sin. Praise the Lord. Sometimes God uses affliction to bring out the best in man. I don't know whether you believe that. He uses affliction to bring out the best in man. Let us just consider that Joseph that we're even talking about. As a boy, he has seen his future. He has known what he was going to be. And he tells it to his brother. What happened? Persecution. Hatred started. But you know, God used all of that to take him to where he was fulfilled. Probably if they had not hated him and he was not sold to the land of Egypt, he wouldn't have realized his dream. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope you are with me. Now, but because God knew that yes, Joseph is a man that I want to use, a man of great vision, but if he should remain in his native land, he can never fulfill that dream. That vision can never come to realization in his life. Something must happen. I must push him from his comfort zone where he will be fulfilled. So sometimes God uses this situation, challenges, even to take us to the place of our destiny. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us see Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48, verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the fullness of affliction. Praise the Lord. I have chosen thee in the fullness of affliction. So a man that God will use, a man that God will prosper, a man that will surely increase, must be tested. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Joseph went through his own trial, but at the end, he was successful. What made Joseph prosperous in all he did and everywhere he went was because the Lord was with him. Praise the Lord. Moses realized that fact, and when the time came that they were to move to continue on their journey and God said they should go, he knew if they should go, they cannot go far. And said, Lord, we are ready to remain here. Unless your presence will go with us, we are not moving. A man that will go far in life must have the presence of God in his life. Have you forgotten the Bible says, without him, you can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Oh, no matter how talented you are, it's just by the grace of God. No matter how successful you are in what you are doing, it's not by your own making, it's by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Any man who will enjoy God's increase in all he does must be someone who God is with, must be someone who truly knows the word of God, someone who has made God the number one priority in his life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You want to enjoy God's increase? You want to prosper in all ramifications? Then you must have the presence of God in your life. You must make God your priority. He must be your first and your last. In all you do, you must acknowledge him. That way, you will be successful. Joseph could not have achieved all he achieved if he had not understood the fact that without God in his life, he could not go far in life. Even in his trials and challenges, he still held unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. When destruction came to Joseph, destruction will come, whether we like it or not. And the purpose of that destruction is to lure you away from the Lord, is to make you to derail from the will of God. Joseph's destruction came when your sister's wife came to him. Ah, boy, come and lie with me. And now look and say, well, even your husband is not greater than I am in this house. He has left everything in my custody. He has given me charge over everything. But one thing he has never given me charge is you. So how will I do this and sin against God? If he has done that, if he has succumbed to the pressure of that woman, then his destiny will have been truncated. Praise the Lord. We have so many people in the Bible that God had promises for their life, but because they failed to heed the instruction of the Lord, their destiny was truncated. Samson, for my number one. God has said that I am going to make him a deliverer, a judge over Israel. And he has given him some peace he was abiding. And even when his parents was not telling him, don't do that. But we're supposed to go away. We are not supposed to do this. He never heeded them. But what happened? Destiny was truncated. If you will go far in life, you must have that understanding that without God on your own, you can do nothing. His trial came. His challenges came. His own destruction came. But he never succumbed. He never gave in. For we must learn to stand with God irrespective of the situation. Irrespective of whatever you are going through, stay with the Lord. What you are going through that you think you don't deserve could be a test. And if you pass it, you will see the Lord increasing you on all sides. Why me? Why am I going through this? Why is this befalling me? If you can stand the test of time, if you can hold on to the Lord, in the midst of that situation, in the midst of that challenges, because it will be a test. And when you pass, then definitely you will see God. And Joseph passed his own test. And from him, because that was not supposed to be his comfort zone, if he should remain there, that provision will still not come to pass. Yes, he is doing exceedingly well in Potiphar's house, but that is not where God was taking him to. So God had to move him out of that place as well. And that is why he now had destruction to come. But he was able to pass that test. And the next day, he was moved to prison. But even in the prison, he was still doing excellent. Praise the Lord. So we should not feel, why am I going all-knowing God. And he has said he will not allow anything that is beyond our faith, that is beyond what you can accommodate, even to come up with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there will be challenges. I want you to know that any man upon whom the hands of the Lord is, the enemy will fight. Praise the Lord. Oh, I am called of God. God has called me. But why is it? The enemy will fight. Because they know that God has a plan, has a purpose for your life. They will not just let you be. But it is you that will maintain your stand. Just like Job. When his own time came to be tested, to be tried. Even when his wife was not telling him, ah, you still want to be faithful to this God? I think it's about time you die. Why not cause God? And she now replied, well, do you always expect to receive food from the Lord? And never to even expect something that is contrary. I will not do this. So every one of us, whether you like it or not, if you are a child of God, we go through that trial, we go through that season, but you must be faithful. Remain standing with the Lord. Don't allow that situation. You might say, why? I don't deserve this. But God is just using it to work out his glory in you. The Bible says, all things work for good to them that know God. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So if we must increase, if we want to enjoy God increasing us sound, then we must acknowledge him. We must let him be the number one in our lives. And by so, the Lord will prosper all that we do. And before we go into prayer, let me look. If we are totally dependent on God, he will do the impossible for us. If we are totally yielded, you can surrender all to God and you depend on him. You are not relying on your own wisdom. You don't depend on man. Then you will see God doing the impossible. And people will not be wondering, how are you doing it? How do you achieve this? How do you do that? It's just God. Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48 verse 24. They tested not, and he led them. I want you to take note of that. They tested not where he led them. Through the desert. We all know what a desert is. It's a place of dryness, a place of emptiness, a place where you don't even expect to find water. But the Bible says they tested not why God lead them even through the desert. He caused the water to flow the rock for them. He cleared the rock also, and the water gushed out. If God could give them water in the desert, what is that that you think is impossible? That situation, that challenge that you are thinking, how will I do it? With God, it is possible. He can turn the situation around for you. Why would you think God cannot increase and prosper you? If you can totally, can be totally yielded, you can surrender all. Let him be the one leading you. Don't say, I know it all. Oh, I can do this, I can do that. Let God lead you. A man that is led of God can never miss it in life. That does not say there will be no challenges. That does not say there will be no trial. That does not say there will be ups and downs in your life. But because God is the one leading you, He will surely lead you through in the mighty name of Jesus. Only make God your number one, and the Lord will prosper you in all your ways. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want us to look deep. Look deep. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Where do I call mercy? Where have I missed it? Praise the Lord. The Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we want to pray. Lord, have mercy. Probably I have gone or derailed even from your way. Today I have come before you. Have mercy on me in the name of Jesus. Talk to God, ask for His mercy. That God will have mercy on me. God will have mercy on you. Wherever you have failed God, wherever you have missed it, wherever you have done what is contrary to that which God is expecting from you, wherever that you have failed God, that today, Lord, I have come before you. Have mercy on you. Talk to God. We need His mercy. That He will show us mercy this day. In the name of Jesus. We need God's mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me. Anyway, I have missed it. Wherever I have done what is contrary. Oh, that will not allow me to enjoy your increase. Lord, today I have come before you. Show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Mercy is all that I need. Lord, have mercy upon me. Show me your mercy today. Pray and talk to God. Let God show you His mercy. Let Him have mercy upon you. God, have mercy on me. In the name of Jesus. Anyway, I have missed it. Lord, I ask for your mercy. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Wherever at all, O God, that I have failed you, that I have missed it in life, Lord, let your mercy speak for me today. Show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
It's like we don't understand. We need that mercy. That God will show us that mercy. So that He can now lead us by Himself. If I am not, or you are not in right standing with God, then how will God help you? How will He lead you? And that's why we are asking for that mercy. Lord, as I have done what is contrary to your will, I might have offended you. Oh, in any way that I have done what is not expected of me, wherever I have let you down, Lord, today, have mercy, Lord. Forgive me all my shortcomings. Forgive me all my sins. Why not pray and talk to God? That He will show you that mercy. He will forgive you. Whatever, O God, that will allow God even to hold you by the hand and lead you in the journey of life, that God will have mercy upon you. In the name of Jesus. Pray for mercy, that God will show you His mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Thank you.